cornices. Cornices form along ridgelines as the snow is blown by the wind. They are large, overhanging masses of snow, and when you stand on one, you're often standing over empty air, not on a solid mountain. We need to be very cautious around cornices. As we can imagine, when these monsters collapse, they typically trigger an avalanche below because it's such a large load onto the slope. There have been many incidents of cornices collapsing, resulting in people falling off of cliffs the cornice was hanging over. Check out a couple photos below for examples of what cornices look like. So when do cornices collapse? That's a good question, with no solid answer. It is always a guessing game. Best practice is to avoid standing on, hanging out under, or near cornices, as they can collapse at any time during the season. If we need to be around them, we want to make it quick and reduce our exposure time. We do see an increase in cornice collapses at the start of the season, when they're just forming and they're still pretty weak, and also at the end of the season when the sun is out and warming those bad boys up. Springtime, you want to avoid them like COVID-19, because sooner or later they're coming down. It's only a matter of time. How do we know if we're on a cornice? It may sound like a silly question, but lots of times it feels like you're in a safe spot, but you are in fact not. When in doubt, pull at your probe and make sure that there is earth below you. Try to find rocks or trees that give you a sign that you are in fact on a mountain. Cornices tend to rip back further than we expect, so even when you find that precious earth, take a couple steps back to increase your safety margin. Check out the videos below to see some more examples of cornices and watch a cornice collapse as a snowboarder is walking.